I had this cute idea for the men, and I thought that I would write a message to coincide with the gift. So I hope that you all like it. All right. Well, let's open up with prayer. Father God, I just thank you for this opportunity to honor the men on Father's Day. I ask you to anoint the words of my lips and let them be grace to the hearer. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Well, happy Father's Day, guys. Thank you for coming out today. Thank you so much. Wonderful. Wonderful. All right. Well, last June I wrote up a prayer for the men, and I put it in the newsletter. And you might have seen it a year ago. Hopefully you prayed that prayer for the man in your life or the many men in your life, husband, father, sons, uncles, and so on, men. You might have seen the prayer as well and gave it a quick look and put it in your Bible and forgot all about it. Or you may have prayed it a few times over yourself before you forgot about it. So honestly, I understand. That completely, life becomes overwhelming sometimes, and you let things go by the wayside, so no condemnation. But when I work on the current newsletter, I look at the old newsletter from last year, and I pulled it out, and when I saw that prayer, I thought it needed a reprint. So I pray those scriptures and more over my husband, my son-in-law, my nephews. And so I encourage you to pick up that June newsletter and start speaking scripture over your family. Amen? Amen. Amen. All right, I found some quotes that I would like to share with you that speak to the role of fathers in the home. Here's one from Sigmund Freud. Sigmund Freud was an Austrian neurologist who developed psychoanalysis, for those of you who didn't know. He is quoted saying, "I cannot think of any need in childhood as strong as the need for a father's protection." Isn't that true? Amen? There is a quote from William Shakespeare. He was an English playwright, poet, and actor. He once said that it is a wise father that knows his own child. I agree with him. Dads should get to know their own children. It's not the mom's responsibility to ask questions and see what's in their heart. This is one that you have heard hundreds of times. You're going to hear it 101. Samuel Longhorn Clemens, known by his pen name Mark Twain, was an American writer, humorist, publisher, and lecturer. He said that when I was a boy of 14, my father was so ignorant, I could hardly stand to have the old man around. But when I got to be 21, I was astonished at how much the old man had learned in 7 years. Let this be a lesson to you young people. Your dad knows a lot more than what you give him credit for, so pay attention. Okay, well, here's another one. Walter M. Schirrer Sr. was a United States astronaut who flew the Mercury Sigma 7 in 1962 and was command pilot of Gemini 6 in 1965. He said, "You don't raise heroes, you raise sons. And if you treat them like sons, they'll turn out to be heroes, even if it's just in your own eyes."
That's right.
That one always makes me cry a little bit. Here is one from Frederick Douglass. If you've never heard of the man, he was an American social reformer, abolitionist, orator, writer, and statesman. He is quoted as saying, "It is easier to build strong children than to repair broken men."
Oh, boy.
Amen. Wow. And here's the last one. Charles Kettering was the head of research at General Motors from 1920 to 1947. He is quoted as saying that every father should remember that one day his son will follow his example, not his advice.
Yeah.
That makes me cry too. All right, thank you for indulging me. I hope that you found those as enlightening as I did. Now, let's get into the message. I'd like to begin with a little story. All right, It would be the motorcycle road trip to end all road trips. For months, Pastor Jack Robison and his buddies planned the trip of a lifetime. Pastor Jack led the efforts as his friends worked together to develop their route, including as many scenic vistas as possible. They negotiated food and lodging plans, and everyone eagerly contributed ideas for predetermined stops along the way. With great anticipation and enthusiasm, the men began their road trip countdown. On the very first day of the trip, a pounding rain threatened to dampen the motorcycle riders' spirits. Refusing to let that happen, Pastor Jack grabbed his rain gear and encouraged the others to do the same, and soon the group was ready to go. They wouldn't let a little shower sabotage their plans. Then, just an hour into their trip of a lifetime, a massive traffic jam forced the bikers to revise their original route. It just so happened that their chosen detour led the guys onto a side road gleaming with fresh oil. And this is just the first day, Pastor Jack sighed. What a trip. Memorable? Yes. Filled with unforeseen challenges? Definitely. As a man, as a father, have your carefully designed plans ever gone haywire? It happens. Yeah. Expensive car repairs, hurtful family conflicts, an unanticipated company downsize, failing health. How then do you successfully navigate this road trip called life? Some men resort to bouts of anger and hostility, which never accomplishes anything at all except for wounding the people that are closest to you. Some men hide from reality by drinking or taking drugs. Others just simply barricade themselves in their homes watching endless hours of mindless television with the hopes that if they numb the pain or hide from it, it will somehow all go away. God gave us his holy word, and in that word he gave us directions. Please turn with me to 1 Peter 2:21. To this you were called, 1 Peter 2:21, to this you were called because Christ suffered for you, leaving you an example that you should follow in his steps. Yeah. Glory to God. This verse urges the reader to follow Jesus' lead. It sounds scary, doesn't it? But how is it even possible? Whenever you attempt to do something for the Lord, give of your time, or your money, or love your heavenly Father as Jesus did, with all of your heart, mind, soul, and strength, you fail. And might I add, sometimes miserably. When life takes an unexpected negative turn, let's be honest. Don't you sometimes question God's kindness and love and protection? Sometimes people might say, why did God let that happen? You might chafe under the Father's guidance. You might question what direction you should have taken for your life or for the life of your family. You all know that God's direction is always best. You just don't always see it that way. Sometimes you have your own plans, your own thoughts, your own ideas on how things should go in your life. You might not be considering you might not be considering what God thinks you should be doing. Follow in Jesus' steps? How is that even possible? Jesus is the Son of God. Jesus was forever thinking about and tending to the needs of others. While you might be detoured by your own personal desires, or your work, or the needs of your family, or your own health, instead of following Christ's lead, you might choose to travel down a road that's pockmarked by self-centeredness or self-indulgence, self-promotion. Follow Jesus' example? How is that even possible? He loved the unlovely. He rejected bigotry, injustice, and violence. Do you sometimes feel that you are too easily swayed by the pressures of this culture, looking for revenge rather than extending forgiveness and peace? God gives you all the direction that you need, but your sinful nature knocks you off track.
Yeah.
Following Jesus' lead, walking in his steps, how is any of this possible? On our own? Simply not. But God. Amen.
Amen.
Thought about you, Timmy. But God has made it possible through the cross. Through the cross of our Lord and Savior Jesus. Our Heavenly Father has set into motion the ultimate plan to overcome all the hurt, all the disappointments, and all the mistakes we make in this world. And that is called the plan of salvation. From the very moment Jesus was born, he was on his way to the cross. And when he got there, he made the ultimate sacrifice for us. His resurrection 3 days later sealed our salvation. That is, if you accept Jesus as your Lord and Savior. When you do, God will now see you through the blood of his son, Jesus. He can no longer see the stain of your sins because they are washed away. Instead, God sees Jesus residing on the inside of your heart. He sees Jesus' perfect love for the Father. Turn with me to Romans 6, 6 through 11. In Romans 6, starting with verse 6, for we know that our old self was crucified with him, so that the body ruled by sin might be done away with, that we should no longer be slaves to sin, because anyone who has died has been set free from sin. Now, if we died with Christ, we believe that we will also live with him. For we know that since Christ was raised from the dead, he cannot die again. Death no longer has mastery over him. The death he died to sin once and for all. But the life he lives to God. In the very same way, count yourselves dead to sin, but alive to God in Christ Jesus. Because of all that Jesus did for us, we can live for God's glory. We can follow God's path and walk in God's way, resting in the forgiveness and peace Jesus has won for us. It's up to you. As Psalm 48:14 explains, for this God is our God forever and ever. He will be our guide even unto death. Glory to God.
Amen.
Amen. So there you have it. We can follow Christ's example because God is with us. He is on our life's journey if we let him. Oh, and Jesus shouldn't just be along for the ride. Don't put him in the back seat, not allowing him to have a voice as you drive through life. You should be putting Jesus in the driver's seat.
Yes.
You should be putting him out ahead of you and behind you and beside you. Yeah. In fact, you should be putting him living inside you. He should be living inside you. Turn with me to John 16, 33. John 16, 33, Jesus said, I have told you these things so that in me you may have peace. In this world you will have trouble, but take heart. I have overcome the world. Hallelujah. Now turn with me to Galatians 2:20. Galatians 2:20, I have been crucified with Christ, and I no longer live, but Christ lives in me. The life I now live in the body, I live by faith in the Son of God, who loved me and gave himself for me. If you have Christ in your heart, and you seek him daily, then you have the same world-overcoming faith on the inside of you.
Yes.
When you rely on Jesus, you can find joy even as you encounter life's potholes, detours, and breakdowns. Regardless of life's circumstances, you will arrive safely to your heavenly home and that Jesus is even now preparing for you, your mansion in the sky. Until then, your Heavenly Father freely provides strength for life's journey. We should be so grateful for the strength of Christ within us. With God's protection and power, you can go forward confidently, no matter what may happen on the road ahead. I will end with this. Today, we honor all of the fathers and father figures who travel with us along life's highway. We are genuinely thankful for everything you do and everything you do for all of us. We know you're not perfect, nor are we. Instead, we're all forgiven in Christ's sacrifice on the cross. Our prayer for you is that you follow Christ's lead, that you remain in his word, confidently trusting in Jesus, and keep on encouraging one another to follow that lead as well. Encourage the men in your family and in your church and in your community. And if I may right now just take a moment to ask all of you men out there, if you have ever let the Lord Jesus in the driver's seat of your heart, if you've been traveling this road called life and found that you have come up against many detours or made wrong turns, and maybe you're thinking that you would like to start afresh on the open road with a new direction. You're thinking that you would like to know where the road's taking you. And Jesus is eager to set you in the right direction. If you would like to know Jesus better, would you please say this prayer with me now? I would like for all of you to bow your heads and close your eyes and repeat after me. Lord Jesus, I have been trying to do things in my own strength and in my own way. I have failed. And I want to make changes in my life. And I want to start doing things your way. I'm a sinner, Lord Jesus.
Forgive me
of my sins.
Come into my life.
Come into my heart.
And put me on the right path
toward heaven. Thank you, Lord.
For your help.
And your love.
In Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Oh, thank you.
Hallelujah.
Now, if you said that prayer with your heart, you're now born again.
Yep.
And you're on the road to heaven.
Amen.
If you are watching online and you said that prayer, call the office and we will be happy to talk to you.
Amen.
If you're here today, come forward or tell somebody, tell one of the ushers, and they'll be happy to give you a new converts packet. As you leave today, each of you men will receive the God's direction is always best devotional. Let it remind you of Jesus, of his love and of his forgiveness that he won for you on the cross, and of the never-ending guidance on this road trip called life. Thank you. And let us close the service with some prayer. Father God, I thank you for this day. I pray that the word fell on good ground and that it would produce much fruit in everyone's lives, some 30, some 60, some 100-fold. I thank you, Father, that everyone will return safely home. Give them a beautiful day. Bring them back again safely. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
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 Amen.